Chapter 2. The Borders. Sylvia and Nana did not have much money, and Gum did not send any more. Only Pauline got new clothes, because she was the oldest. Then Petrova and Posy wore them after her. Pauline looked very pretty in her new clothes. She had lots of light hair and big blue eyes. Petrova looked very different. She had dark brown eyes and black hair. For a long time, Posy did not have much hair. Then, everyone was surprised to see her red hair. Pauline and Petrova started at a school called Cromwell House. They wore dark green coats and hats. One day after school, the children had a big question for Sylvia. "What's my second name?" asked Pauline. "At school today, they called me Pauline Brown. But my second name isn't Brown, because I'm not your family." "Your second name can be Brown. What other name can I give you?" said Sylvia.
"Gum called us his fossils," said Petrova. "Could Fossil be our second name?"
"That's a great name," said Pauline. "I'm Pauline Fossil, and you're Petrova Fossil. But Posy can't be called Fossil."
"Why not?" asked Sylvia.
"Because Pauline and I are at school now, and Posy is only a baby," said Petrova.
Nana and Posy came into the room. Pauline told Nana about their new second name.
"Fossil," said Nana. "It's a strange name, but it's as good as any other. You can all be called Fossil. Then I can write P. Fossil in your clothes."
5 years later, Posy was 6.
"Maybe Posy can start at Cromwell House this year," Nana said to Sylvia.
"Nana," said Sylvia sadly, "Gum only left us money for 5 years. I can't send Posy to school, and the others must leave too. There isn't much money left now. What will we do?"
"Maybe we can have boarders," said Nana. "We have lots of rooms here."
"Boarders?" said Sylvia. "Gum won't like that."
"He isn't here," said Nana.
One afternoon after that, someone came to the front door. Petrova opened it, and she saw a man and woman there. Petrova looked past them into the road, and she saw a very nice car.
"Is that yours?"
Petrova asked them.
"Yes," answered the man.
"Wow," said Petrova.
She looked at it again. She liked reading books about cars.
"Do you want to look inside it?" asked the man.
"John, we're here to look at rooms, not the car," said the woman.
But they went to the car, and Petrova asked lots of questions about it.
"This is wonderful," said Petrova. "A car is coming to live here."
"We'll live here, not the car," the man laughed. "We are Mr. and Mrs. Simpson."
The next boarder was Theo Dane, a dancer. She listened to some music in her room, and Posy started dancing beautifully to it.
Two women took the other rooms. They were doctors, Dr. Jakes and Dr. Smith. One evening, Sylvia read to the girls. Petrova built a toy aeroplane at the same time.
Sylvia, said Pauline, will we like the boarders?
I won't, said Petrova. Houses offer families, not boarders.